Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's podcast, we have the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer, just before a historic AEW Dynamite from Atlantic City, Boardwalk Hall. We have Lance Archer, who's got a huge match against your AEW champion, Hangman Page, in a Texas death match. He talks to us, and then it's Tony time. AEW owner and president, Tony Khan. What surprises are we going to see tonight? We'll talk to Tony about it right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Yeah, do. We're going to talk to somebody who's got maybe the match of his career, and that is the one and only Lance Archer. Lance, I mean it. This may be the biggest match of your career tonight.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm prepared for it. You know, I've had a few title matches in AEW and they haven't exactly gone my way. And I have no plans to go into this one and for it to be the same result. I plan on going in there, kicking Adam Page's ass and coming out the AEW champ.
We just had Sami Callihan, who's coming back from a very, very rough injury. Yourself, we almost lost you. If it was a centimeter a different way. How are you physically feeling?
I feel great. I mean, beyond blessed for the fact that I actually didn't break my neck. You know, I think, like you said, a centimeter a different way, and it could have been a completely different result. I basically gave myself an extreme version of whiplash because I bounced off my forehead. But if it had been any part of the crown of my head, I probably would have been paralyzed or dead. So beyond blessed that didn't happen. And then the medical staff here has been extremely amazing. You know, they've kept me on the road and they've kept me in physical therapy here with our guys. And I've done everything that they've asked me to do, you know, before coming back and even before this match. You know, every day that the different physical exercises they've asked me to do, I've stayed on top of them and they've been extremely happy. And like I said, I feel great.
And Dave, a kudos to Tony Khan and AEW. You had said that I just interviewed John Schuyler in my own House of Hardcore podcast, and he had said he blew out his knee doing a dark, wasn't under contract. And not only did they pay for the surgery, but they let him rehab every single week with the Jacksonville Jaguars, something they didn't need to do. He even acknowledged it. He goes, but just, and I know this, you'll get it when I say it, compassion from this owner and this company to help out its wrestlers, which is just, you know, amazing.
Yeah. Unheard of in this business sometimes.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. And now it's led to this, what we're going to see tonight, Texas death match against Hangman Page, your AEW world champion. And Lance, it's been a long way to get here. It's been a long journey. And like you said, you've had other championship opportunities, but this one definitely feels different. Like, I just feel like, you know, where you are in this stage in your career and all the great work that you've been doing with AEW, do you feel like this match just feels different before you step into that ring tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's one of those things, like, it's a Texas death match, so it's not just a normal match. And the last time I did have a Texas death match, It was against John Moxley. It was in Dallas, Texas, and it was for the New Japan US title, and I won that one. So in my opinion, this point, this match plays to my favor. Like I said, I've learned from my past. I know what I did wrong, and I know what I'm going to do right tonight. And I absolutely feel like this is my time. And, you know, whether the people on the internet want to think it, feel it, you know, they think this is predictable. They think that they know what's going to happen. They have no idea. They have no clue what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen because I'm going to go in there, punch him in the mouth, hitting with everything that is available to me. And it could be people, it could be objects, it could be my fist. And I'm just going to beat the crap out of him, and I'm going to hold that title over my head. That's my plan, and I'm going to do it. It feels so different because I know what I can do.
Are you worried? I mean, mentally, I don't think you are, just listening to you, plus knowing you. His finish, when you talk about getting whiplashed, you get hit with that finish, and that's going to whiplash and could trigger, you know, not an old injury, a pretty fresh injury. You got tendons that, you know, I'm sure they're being stronger, but something like that is a definite whiplash momentum. Sure. Is that somewhere in the back of your mind, or no? You just...
I don't think, I mean, Tommy, you know how it is. If you go into this business, if you go into any match with any trepidation and worry, that's when you're going to get hurt. If I'm worried about his finish, if I'm worried about any of these moves, if I'm worried about doing another moonsault and landing on my head, if I'm worried about any of that, that's when I'll get hurt. So no, I'm not even thinking about that. I'm not worried about that. You know, I've just got to go in there and kick some ass. And if something happens, it happens. That's his business. Every time we step in that ring, every time that we lace up the boots, there's a chance that it could be the last time. And I cannot worry about that. I cannot worry about him hitting the buckshot. I can't worry about, again, falling on my head at any point, because if I do, I think that's when an injury will happen. So I'm just going to go in there, balls of the wall 100%, and I'm going to do everything I can to win this championship match. And no, I'm not worried about it, because if I am, that's when I'll get hurt.
If you see him when he goes for it, when he jumps off the ropes and flips, just put your foot up. You're very tall.
Well, the last time he tried it, when he, you know, after my match with Kaz and we got into a little scuffle, he tried to go for that buckshot and I snatched him for the choke slam. He did get out of it that time. But I have some plans. I know exactly what to do if and when I even catch a glimpse of him trying to go for that.
You know, Lance, you look at Hangman Page, and Hangman Page has only been a champion for a short time, but the matches have been incredible. How would you rate Hangman Page as a champion?
You can't take anything away from Hangman Page. He went for an hour with Brian Danielson, one of the best in the world, the American Dragon. Then he went another 30 minutes and found a way to beat Brian Danielson. You know, and he took the title off of Kenny Omega. Again, one of the best, you know, has delivered in five-star matches around the globe in every company that he's ever been a part of. So to downplay Adam Page in any way, if there's any doubters as to Adam Page's ability as a champion, those two opponents that he's had winning the title and keeping the title should tell you a lot about who he is. Now, I'm not those two guys. I'm a very different element. I'm a lot bigger. I'm a lot stronger. I'm that murder hawk monster, as I like to say, because it's just fun to say. And him hitting me like he hits those guys is not going to be the same. And him getting hit by me is not the same. So he's got to prepare for a different monster than he has in the past with those guys. But again, to downplay him as a champion in any way, I think is a discredit to the people who are watching and to him at all, because he is an absolute champion and he's earned that title. But tonight I'm gonna take it away from him.
I mean, also more so pat yourself on the back for a lot of the viewers that didn't see you before AEW. You did some next level stuff in New Japan that we won't see a guy your size do, even like the moonsault or walking the ropes. You know, we haven't seen that really since a Taker, but you took it to a different level. Yeah. But the stuff that you did in New Japan was against a lot of guys, Hangman Page's size, and doing stuff that you shouldn't be able to do, or a man your size shouldn't be able to do. Aerial stuff, like for one.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've always tried to add an element of being something different, you know, especially in this day and age of professional wrestling. The big man has evolved and changed tremendously over the years. You know, this business was centered around that in the past. Now it's centered around a little bit smaller, more athletic type of wrestlers. So I have to step my game up in some of the stuff that I was doing in Japan. Japan's kind of an old school traditional territory, if you will. So it wasn't that I necessarily had to do it, but the business in New Japan changed drastically over the years. They were becoming a global brand, having some of the best talents in the world. You know, one of the matches that I think kind of helped catapult me into this position with AEW was my match with Will Ospreay in the G1 Climax. And Will has always been considered one of the absolute insanely best in the ring. And you have to be able to keep up with that and do things that people don't expect from you while still being that monster, that big man, having a simple savagery to my style. And I think that's what I bring is a believability. When I strike somebody, when I kick somebody, when I slam somebody, when I choke slam somebody, when I hit the blackout, when I do a moonsault, whatever I do, you believe it. There's no kind of like, that was fun dance. No, you go, oh crap, that had to hurt someone.
Yeah, and we need that in pro wrestling. I think it's a lost art, and I think you brought that back. And a lot of people make the comparison, and I'll bring it up because I believe it's a very good comparison as well, and that's Bruiser Brody. You know, somebody that, you know, would hit hard with that strength, wrestled like a big man, but was quick and could do those aerial moves, and when brought up, he would do those. Do you mind that comparison? Is that a comparison that's brought up a lot with Bruiser Brody?
I love it. I love being compared to Bruiser Brody, Stan Hansen, all the great badasses of especially Japanese history, because that's kind of where I really cut my teeth in this business. I've been lucky. Most of my 22 years in the business have been with top level companies, you know, TNA for 5 years, my short stint up north, and then almost 9 years in Japan, where I kind of really learned to become who I am today, the Murdoch Monster Lance Archer, you know, and the Japanese style really kind of adhered to me and what I needed to do and helped me find the confidence in myself. And being compared to Bruiser Brody, like I said, Stan Hansen, Vader's, all those guys that really became well known in the business as a whole, but really kind of found their niche in Japan. I find it as an honor to be compared to any of those guys. And I hope that someday in the future, some next generation big man coming along can be compared to me. That'd be kind of cool.
You know, it's funny, Dave, I never thought the comparison of Bruiser Brody until you said it. And then the light bulb went on, and you know, some of Bruiser Brody's that for that era, throwing a drop kick, going off the top rope, if it was an axe handle, or I've seen him throw a drop kick off the top rope, or seen him flying cross body press. For that era, that was next level. And now we're looking at an athlete who has done bigger and better, but that's the evolution of business. But man, I never saw that. And I mean, I love Lance. I've wrestled him. I've known him forever and know the talent that he brings, because I've faced him, but also watch him, and I'm like, wow, this guy, he's it. And I can't believe I never saw that comparison. So thank you for it.
Also, Lance, you're in Atlantic City, Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City. A lot of history when it comes to pro wrestling in that area. As somebody that obviously is a historian, and how does it feel to be wrestling, have this main event match, to have this Texas Death Match, a championship match in a place like Atlantic City?
I think it's really cool. I mean, this is literally my first time, I think, wrestling in Atlantic City, and there is a rich history here. And my hope and my desire tonight is to go and make new history tonight. I think there's a lot of buzz around the show tonight. You know, nobody knows exactly what Tony Khan's going to announce, who he's going to be bringing into the company. You know, we've had a lot of names and people show up in the last year or so. And tonight, I guess there's another one coming. It's cool. I can beat that person up too. So there's a lot of buzz around who's showing up, what's going on, what forbidden doors being open and closed tonight. But you know what? Tonight, by the time they leave the show in Atlantic City, I want them talking about Hangman and a Page, Lance Archer, AEW Championship, and making history tonight.
Is there anyone you would like to see that forbidden door open and come?
Oh, man. I mean, the crazy part is, you know, it's one of those things. There's so many guys and girls out there right now that could be here and competing at the top level because they are top level talents. To narrow it down, I don't know. You know, I've wrestled the guy before on the independents. It'd be fun to throw down against him or with him. Killer Cross would be one of those guys that I think him and I could go in there and tear it up together. Keith Lee, which I think there's some buzz around him. Him and I have a rich history in Texas wrestling. I've known him pretty much my whole career because he was around Texas wrestling. A lot of people didn't realize that till he found his niche and blew up, and then, you know, his stint over there, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen if he shows up tonight. So those are a couple guys that I'd like to tear it up in the ring with.
Nice. I think more importantly than even the match tonight, Lance, is, I don't know if you saw this or not, but New Jersey was named the best pizza state by state in this country. New Jersey, number one when it came to pizza. I don't know if you saw that or not, but you're going to piss me off, Dave. But
I'm going to take him off his game, David.
No, I'm not taking him off his game, because I'm actually thinking of Lance. This isn't about me. This is about Lance, who in a few hours may be your new AEW world champion. There is a pizza place in Atlantic City. It's called Tony Bologna's. Please, before you leave Atlantic City, especially if you have that championship title, you please, as soon as this interview is over, go right to the Tony Bologna's. Amazing pizza, Lance, please.
Tony Bologna's, this is Lance Archer, the Murder Hawk Monster. If you're listening, have me a pineapple and pepperoni pizza ready after my championship match.
You know what? They have a lot of different pizzas. I don't think pineapple is one of the pizzas.
They'll have it for the champion, damn it.
Tommy, ever have Tony Bologna's pizza in Atlantic City? What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
I have wrestled in that Atlantic City many, many times. But no, never had Tony Bologna's.
But he said, but you got to tell Lance. So Lance is in New Jersey. New Jersey does have the best pizza of any place in the country. He's got to get some good pizza before he leaves, especially if he's your new champion.
Lance needs to come across the bridge and get it in New York, where the best pizza is. So forget about it.
So wrong. You couldn't be more wrong. Lance, seriously, thank you so much, because it is a treat just hours before your match to have you here on Busted Open. Congratulations. You deserve this opportunity. And who knows, maybe the next time we have you on, you're the new AEW world champion.
Damn right you will.
Thank you. Lance Archer, the Murdoch Monster himself, Tommy. I'm really looking forward to this match tonight. This is going to be one hell of an episode of Dynamite, Tommy.
It's the Cincinnati Bengals and the LA Rams in Super Bowl 56. Hi there, everybody. This is Lindsay Rhodes. And if you want analysis for every angle of this exciting, surprising, legacy-defining matchup, you're going to love my podcast, The NFL Roadshow. Our guests and conversations aim to make you a savvier football fan. We're going to cut through the lazy narratives, and there are a lot of them. The low-hanging fruit, none of that. If you want to be the smartest person at your Super Bowl party, please subscribe and listen wherever you stream your podcasts. New episodes up every Monday and Thursday.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See EarnIn.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bill, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Owner and president of AEW, Mr. Tony Khan. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Excited. I mean, big Dynamite tonight.
It's a big night. It feels like a big night in pro wrestling, and I'm really excited. We have a huge AEW Dynamite on TBS tonight, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you have, like you always do, captured a buzz in the professional wrestling industry with a single tweet. That's everybody's talking about it, not to be overshadowed by what looks on paper to be an amazing show. And we just had Lance Archer talking about him versus Hangman Page in a Texas death match, which I really do feel that Lance wants that title. But I mean, why do you do this to us wrestling fans? We love it. But like there's lists, there's people of like who this is going to be. We have callers. You've created such a great buzz. Kudos to you. But can you give us, I got to ask you, like, can you give us a hint? Can you do something? Because you got us all chomping at the bit.
Well, you know, first of all, you answered your own first question, which was, why do I do it? Because you guys love it. And you,
know, you
said
do.
It yourself. And then as for the hint, I can't do that. I will say I'm going to try and satisfy a lot of fans tonight. And I've had a lot of thoughts over the weekend about how to do that, what that means, and I think we're going to have a great show. I've pivoted some plans even in the last few days in a good way to make the show even better, I think. And it's just going to be an awesome night. There's a lot of fun things already announced, and then there's more things we're going to do tonight that we have not announced yet. One thing we've teased is that there's going to be a surprise debut, somebody who signed a contract with AEW. That person is going to debut tonight in a match against Isaiah Cassidy, where the winner qualifies for the Face of the Revolution ladder match at Revolution, of course. And I'm really excited for this person to make their AEW debut. And there's more exciting stuff tonight, too. You guys obviously spoke to Lance Archer at length, and Lance is in the Texas Deathmatch tonight with Hangman Page, and Lance is the master of the Texas Deathmatch now, beating Jon Moxley in that match on Dynamite to win the IWGP U.S. title. It felt like the Texas Deathmatch is Lance's style of match, and this is where he would probably be the most dangerous and have the best chance to win the world title tonight from Hangman Page, who has already been through so much in, you know, a relatively short time as champion. He's been through two of the hardest title defenses any champion has ever had to face in AEW or probably in modern pro wrestling. So a lot to look forward to, and there's more tonight that I have not announced yet. More will be rolled out throughout the day and the evening. So it should be a really, really fun night by the time we're all said and done with AEW Dynamite on TBS tonight.
Hey, I saw on social media, and this really like took me back, where it was the anniversary of the press conference. And I think of how far we have come, or AEW has come. Do you just like sit back and I like smell your own roses in the sense of like, I mean, dude, you have done so much, not just for the wrestling business, but for the wrestling fans. But like, you have given us dream matches. We just had Bill Apter on, and like, you've given us dream matches that we never thought we'd see before, brought back people that we'd never seen before. But do you realize you've done this in such like a short time of this success? Like, do you sit back and be like, wow, man, this is pretty cool?
Yeah, sometimes. But you know, on the other hand, I do enjoy how successful the show's been, and I think it's a lot of fun, and it's fun looking back on those great times, but I'm also looking ahead because, you know, we've got so much to look forward to. We're on the road to Revolution officially now, I think, and some really exciting things happened just in the last week in AEW on Dynamite and Rampage that I think firmly positioned us on the road to Revolution, and I think we'll be one step closer after this week. And I'm just really excited about all the cool wrestling now. But it is fun to look back at that announcement and how far we've come in 3 years. It's been an amazing 3 years in pro wrestling. And I don't have to tell the two of you, 3 years in pro wrestling is an eternity. It's a long time. And so I'm just so glad we're here and this is how it's turned out.
Yeah, and Tony, like Tommy said about the tweets, like a lot of the wrestlers have been tweeting out about that press conference 3 years ago and really how it changed their lives. So you can obviously look at that show and how much this show has grown in such a short period of time. But also, too, Tony, you took chances. You know, some of the names that you signed weren't household names, and now they are household names. So you really did, and credit to you, you really did change a lot of people's lives that day.
Yeah, well, that was the goal. And, you know, it was a very important to change a lot of pro wrestlers' lives and make the industry a better place and create more jobs in pro wrestling, but also give the fans something to look forward to every week. And now it's not just Wednesday nights. It is Wednesday nights and tonight, but it's also Friday nights and the big pay-per-views we do. And the Battle of the Belts and so much more. And, you know, it's been a great 3 years, but I think tonight will exemplify why there's so much to look forward to in the future.
I love, like with this announcement and all the buzz, we have fans not only on social media, but calling in and they're telling us, well, this person was released here, so their date. So it's like they're trying to do an elimination of process of who this is going to be. I'm old school purist where I just want to sit back and enjoy that surprise and be like, man, he did it again. Cause you are a promoter that has always delivered on your word. And I was a part of that a long time ago. You don't lie to your audience. When something gets messed up, you take it on the chin and you've apologized for certain things. You're a fan's owner, which is unheard of in today's modern times. But that buzz and like that elimination process of what is just, it's seriously, it's what's been missing. It's, I mean, why this show is on 6 days a week. And it's a large credit because of how popular wrestling fans are. And I always say this where people may not, you're the biggest wrestling fan. You and I have the biggest, markiest conversations that like have nothing to do with anything that's currently going on. And that's the beauty of you and AEW, because you also have a lot of people who are fans of the industry and going out there and work their asses off for themselves and for the fans.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I do love pro wrestling, and you know, I'm here amongst the biggest wrestling fans, and I think the people who listen to Busted Open, the people who are listening right now, are primarily big wrestling fans. If there's somebody who's listening and is new to pro wrestling, it's a lot of fun, and check out AEW Dynamite tonight and every Wednesday night on TBS. But I think most of the people listening here are pretty frequent wrestling fans. And this is where the hardcores come to get their wrestling fix. And I think it's great. And there's a kinship between a lot of us. And we speak a common language. We can speak in references, you know, without having to explain a situation in length. We can just kind of say maybe two or three words that cover an entire scenario. And that's more than just being a wrestling fan to peel back the curtain. That's how these guys call a match or a situation. And because the wrestlers in the back are big wrestling fans too. And it's pretty fun, and it's something that really the fans and the wrestlers alike share, is a love for pro wrestling. In fact, being such a big fan of wrestling, stepping back from Dynamite on TBS tonight and all the great things we're going to do on the show, many of which have not been announced yet, I am just so excited that we're going to be doing this show tonight in Boardwalk Hall. Yep. It's very surreal to be doing a wrestling show on TBS tonight in the same place where Randy Savage won and lost the world title of the WWF in the 80s. And now to be here in 2022 with AEW on TBS, it's very surreal and it's going to be very cool.
It's so cool. I mean, and it's funny, Tony, in a lot of ways, New Jersey is kind of like a second home for AEW, whether it's in Newark at the Prudential Center or what we're going to see tonight in Atlantic City. But Tommy and I were talking about it before. Atlantic City, such a rich history when it comes to pro wrestling, whether it was, as you said, WrestleMania moments in Atlantic City, ECW being in Atlantic City. Tommy, the AWA did their television tapings in Atlantic City. So it's kind of cool that tonight on Dynamite, you're making history in such a place that has such a rich tradition of pro wrestling history.
Absolutely. And it's one of the really exciting things. There's going to be fans coming in from all over the Northeast tonight. A lot of fans coming up from Philadelphia, the home of ECW, as you mentioned. And there's a rich history of pro wrestling here. And the building we're in is a great venue for pro wrestling, and we have a great crowd tonight. So it's all coming together for what should be a great night and a fun surprise that everyone knows about. And also I plan to do some other fun things along the way that we have not announced yet. So it should be a great night. And, on top of tonight, I believe Rampage on Friday is going to be a great card too. There's just a lot to look forward to. We're coming off a great week of pro wrestling, and building off that, I think last week we had some great shows. Dynamite, one of the best main events we've ever had with CM Punk and MJF in Chicago. Yep. And we're going to follow up on that. And I don't think MJF is going to let us hear the end of that. So I am looking forward to what MJF has to say tonight. And I think that'll be very enjoyable. And of course, CM Punk is in the house here in Atlantic City. So there's a lot to look forward to as far as what's happening with MJF and CM Punk. I think fans are really interested in what has been transpiring over the past few weeks since Jon Moxley returned, between Jon Moxley and Bryan Danielson. And that is something that really, I believe, got the wrestling world talking in the past few weeks.
Big time. And that's a big key that's been a lost art, but thankfully it's been brought back, literally hanging on everybody's words. And from MJF, whenever I'm watching wrestling, I want to see what this kid has to say. Same with the CM Punk. But what happened, I want to say, like, that crowd when they were like, yes, yes. And then when Bryan Danielson turned it and then said, like, what if we did it together? If you watch it, you watched your audience sit and like, oh, like some guests, some were like, whoa, wait, what if they did? And it was this entire, like, you could see your audience thinking of, wow, is this going to be a heel turn? It took them on an emotional roller coaster that promos haven't been able to deliver a long time ago, but now it's on a weekly basis where, and I always, put you over for how you space out the show, time out the show for here's my match. And then here's a promo. And it's not just, I'm out there saying stuff. I'm out there saying stuff with meaning.
Yeah, absolutely. I really value what Danielson and Moxley did out there last week. It was great for the show. And I think it's really exciting for both of them going forward. It leaves a lot of really exciting possibilities. And I think the fans were hanging on Brian's words. Absolutely. And I think that puts us in a really interesting position on the road to Revolution and going forward, after what happened with Moxley and Danielson. And I also believe, as I spoke earlier, that, you know, we're firmly on the road to revolution. We had a great Rampage last week. I thought Lethal versus Starks was an excellent main event.
Yep.
Sammy defending the TNT title against Isaiah Cassidy, who's back tonight in a big match, was excellent. And I think Isaiah earned another opportunity to get a shot after such a great match. It was great hearing from Adam Cole, and we'll be hearing a lot more from Adam Cole in the weeks to come, I think. He made some great points, and he sat there off the top of his head and listed every person he's beaten since he got to AEW, and it was a long list. And the fact is, he's 10-0 in sanctioned singles matches, and that put him 4-0 already in 2022. And absolutely, you know, Adam Cole is back and more aggressive and angry than ever. And I absolutely am interested to see where he goes with this. And then I think, honestly, I've wanted to do it for so long, but I've been holding back for the right moment. And the promo that Britt Baker and Mercedes Martinez did after Mercedes versus Thunder Rosa, which was a great match, and it's very unusual for any match to end in AEW in a DQ. And in fact, it was the first time in the history of AEW Rampage that we had ever done a DQ.
Wow.
And it was with a good reason. It was very logical. And you saw Mercedes was there to take out Thunder Rosa. And then Britt's words after the match, I think, tied a lot of things together. And again, speaking of the road to revolution, it made things very interesting. With this new information we learned on Rampage, that Britt Baker was the one in the first place who paid Mercedes to come into AEW on December 29th in Jacksonville on the last Dynamite ever on TNT before we made this move to TBS now, where Mercedes got jumped. I'm sorry, where Thunder Rosa got jumped by Mercedes, and where Mercedes cost Thunder Rosa a chance to become the TBS champion.
Yep.
And now we know Britt was the one who took that from her and paid Mercedes. And I think that information changes a lot and ties a lot together. And I saw the fans really enjoyed that too. So, you know, having these moments with Moxley and Danielson and with Mercedes Martinez and Britt Baker regarding Thunder Rosa, I think the fact that there's been such positive reception from the fans, that makes me so, so happy. And again, I think it bodes really well for AEW on the road to revolution.
If you are in the Atlantic City area, definitely check out a historic Dynamite tonight. But tonight on TBS, 8 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to get the Texas Deathmatch for the AEW World Championship. Hangman Page and Lance Archer. MJF will address the win over CM Punk. We got the Inner Circle team meeting tonight as well. And, of course, a huge announcement from Tony Khan. Tony, thank you so much for joining us today. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.